Difficulty finding companionship may be a fact of life in rural areas. Commentator Julie Ziegefuss knows a lot about the facts of farm life. She lives in rural Whipple, Ohio. Now she has a story about many of the truths of lives in the country. Long drives, chores, the relationship between farmers and farm animals, dependence on neighbors. And in a way, this story, too, is a little bit about finding companionship.
On the country road that I take into town, there's a beautiful pasture dotted with multicolored cattle. In the middle lies Buck, an enormous Angus bull with curly hair on his forehead. Lying in the green grass, he's a big black rhombus, chewing his cud peacefully. I always stop, roll down my window, and speak to Buck. He'll roll an eye my way, and sometimes even get up and shamble a few steps toward me. I've got a soft spot for him. A few years ago, Buck's owner, an elderly farmer who kept his fences clean and pastures lush, was out feeding the herd when he suffered a massive coronary and dropped in his tracks. The gate was open, and he lay where he fell, in the middle of the road. A passing motorist saw Buck standing over Dale's body and feared the worst. Ambulances arrived, and the bull, assumed to be his killer, was driven back into the pasture. The paramedics worked on Dale there in the road, but it was no use. He'd died with his boots on, and everyone agreed that going that way beat any number of other scenarios. As the ambulance pulled away, someone went to collect the bucket Dale had been using to give Buck his daily ration of grain. Buck was still standing, watching, and his grain was untouched. Those of us who enjoy a nice Angus steak now and then would probably rather not know why Buck did what he did that day, that he may have been standing over Dale to protect him, that he may have understood what was happening. We may not wish for cattle to know so much, but they know. Theirs is a life that is all about death. As jobs for cattle go, Buck has a good one. He's a herd sire with 20 sleek wives and a crop of frolicsome calves each spring. Now, Dale's nephews are the ones who scratch his forehead and bring him treats. And, 3 mornings a week, there's a lady who stops and talks to him. But his friend Dale won't be coming back. That much, Buck knows.
Commentator Julie Ziegefuss is a nature writer and painter. She lives in Whipple, Ohio.